Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. When we left off last time, I recommended to you a plan for how and where and when you will worship King Jesus. As we will see in a few moments, the Magi from the East, seeing Christ's star, came to the place where Jesus was so they could worship him. Now, we are busy people, or at least we think ourselves busy, too busy for our own good, a harried pace that keeps us back from worship, or worshiping the only one worthy of our praise. Every man and every woman worships someone or something. The question is who? What? Because we have so much going on, if we are going to make Jesus the person of our worship, then we need a plan. This is practical. So might I suggest a plan? Admittedly, worship of Jesus takes many forms. Some suggestions include reading the gospel narratives on the birth of the Lord. We have been living in Matthew 2, but just the first three verses, with some reference to other great verses in this chapter. Why not read and give careful thought to all of Matthew chapters 1 and 2? And then there is Luke chapters 1 and 2, and especially chapter 2. As you read, be prayerful. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you through God's Word. Use the Word of God to worship Jesus, who is God. Second, sing. Take that drive you make every day in your car to work or school or to go shopping and back home again. Worship Christ in song in the car. Belt out the words to a Bible-based Christmas carol. There are many. Tune into a Christian radio station that plays music. Perhaps it is this station. Those of you with satellite radio, there are several choices. Make your drive worthwhile, singing praises from your heart to Jesus Christ the King. And of course, be an active participant in your local church's Christmas services. I encourage you not to attend church because, well, that's what we always do, or because it is our tradition. Ask God to give you a change in your attitude and enter the place of worship with a heart that is eager to be there so you can join together with other Christians in adoration of Christ, the King. Psalm 100 says, "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good, his loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations." That's the spirit, friends. Prepare yourself for worship, and then give all of yourself to your King in prayer, in song, in your response to the Bible preached, and in fellowship with others. Well, someone might say, well, there are no surprises here, Swallow. This is very basic advice, and we should be doing this year-round. I agree. Worshiping Jesus is a lifestyle, not a once or twice a year event. Still, I think it useful to hand out some practical ideas this week. I hope that for someone tuning in, these are useful and you will honor Christ the King by putting in place a plan to do so. This way, Christmas will not pass you by and leave you feeling guilty for having become self and other obsessed without being Christ focused. Now we are prepared to look at the Magi, worshiping Christ the King, and we will begin with the star. Did you know that Jesus has his own star? I'm reading Matthew 2, verse 2, and the Magi are speaking. Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. His star. I hope that you caught who this star belongs to. Make a note of this in your copy of God's Word. It is easy to miss his when we read star, but his star. It is important to take these words together. Of course, Jesus is worthy of this star. In fact, Jesus created all of the stars that have ever graced the heavens. According to Colossians 1, verse 16, "For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him." Colossians 1, 16. But I do not think this was the kind of star that you and I see on a cloudless dark night. Nor do I believe this was one of the planets or some combination constellation that stuck out extra clear to the wise men. I do not take this to be a meteor or comet. To me, and reading and thinking about the star, I believe this was the manifestation of God's glory shining as a bright light. Like in the creation story, Genesis 1, so too here at the birth of Christ, Matthew 2, we have a miracle. God is intentionally revealing himself to the Magi with an expressed purpose, to draw them in the worship of his Son, Jesus. This star is similar to the glory of the Lord that shone around the shepherds out in the fields as the angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them in Luke's Gospel chapter 2. This is the Shekinah. That is not a word found in the Bible, but it is descriptive of what the seen glory of God is. Shekinah means that which dwells, from the verb to dwell or to reside. And God's glory did reside, did dwell with his people, such as in Exodus chapter 13, verses 21 and 22. The Lord was going before them in a pillar of cloud by day to lead them on the way, and in a pillar of fire by night to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. He did not take away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Well, similar to this was the star the Magi saw. We have this glory of God shining bright again in Exodus 24, verse 17. And to the eyes of the sons of Israel, the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the mountaintop. And in case you think this was just an Old Testament revealing of the bright light of God's glory, there are a multitude of New Testament references to consider. I'll give you some. Do you remember at the transfiguration of Jesus, we read this in Matthew 17, verse 2, "And Christ was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as light." In the Apostle John's vision, recorded for us in the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1, verse 16, we read his description of the face of Jesus. "His face was like the sun, shining in its strength." And in his vision of our eternal home in heaven, John reports this, Revelation 21, verse 23, "And the city has no need of the sun or of the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God has illumined it, and its lamp is the Lamb." The glory of God shines forth in such brilliance. I think this is what the Magi saw, and I think only the Magi could see it. God opened their eyes to his glory, described as his star. This is a supernatural sighting, all designed by God himself. And it is connected to a prophecy found in Numbers chapter 24 and verse 17. Balaam, of all people, that pagan prophet, manages to say much that is true. Can God use false prophets or false preachers to sometimes say what is true? Yes, he can. J. Vernon McGee calls Balaam a religious racketeer. A religious racketeer, and I agree with that. Anyway, here Balaam says, "A star shall come forth from Jacob." Numbers 24, 17. A star shall come forth from Jacob, and that has been proven true in Matthew 2. And you know what else Balaam prophesies? He says, continuing in verse 17 of Numbers 24, "A scepter shall rise from Israel." Friends, what does a scepter represent? It represents the king. How about that? The Magi saw the prophesied star and they came to worship he who is born king. From all the way back in Numbers comes the prophecy fulfilled in Matthew, the star and the king. Well, let's end with this. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 16. Listen to what Jesus says of himself in Revelation 22 verse 16. "I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star." The star is the glory of God. The star is supernatural. And these Magi look to see it, and God reveals to them the place over which the star hangs. Oh, the glory of God. More on this tomorrow, because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.